He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning, October 23rd. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, and today we are back. Rob, I'm so happy to be home.
Home again.
My own chair, my own microphone, my own headphones.
It's not raining.
No, it was 74 when I left for work at 6 a.m. this morning.
It's supposed to be 100 today in some areas.
Holy cow. Take that, Bellevue. But I love Bellevue and I love Tacoma. The market today is up 23 points. That's the Dow. Okay, the Dow up 23 points. Those are those big ones. That's IBM. That's General Electric. That's Johnson & Johnson, etc. Well, the NASDAQ is down 10. So we're having a flat day so far, Rob. But you know what? I'm happy even on a flat day, aren't I? So are you. The NASDAQ is down 10, 66.19. The S&P 500 is up 40 cents to 25.75. The crude oil markets, crude's moving up 31 cents, 52.15. I still have no exposure to crude oil stocks, the oil patch, the oil sector. In fact, you know, I saw over the weekend that the MLP index, Master Limited Partnership, the pipeline index, what's in the pipeline, is rated completely last in my sectors.
Wow.
In the Best Stocks Now app. Gold's down $5.30. It's still at or near the bottom in the app. Silver's down 15 cents to $16.92. How much silver you got jingling in your pocket today? The euro is at 1.17. And interest rates continue to move a bit higher here, 2.37. You know what I like about a flat market, Rob? It gives me a chance to find new things. Because I'm not, you know, when it's up 100, you can't buy. And when it's down 100, you know, you're worried, you're protecting what you've got. But I think we might find something new today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I'm back. We're back. Rob's back. We're in the Carlsbad BSN studios. We're not broadcasting from a cell phone. Rob's lips, when you move, I hear you talk.
Okay? How about that?
That's something. There's no 7-second delay on Rob. I wish there was a mute button sometimes.
Yeah, I got it over here.
Okay. We've got a flat day going on in the market as we open a new week, and I'll tell you why. We are bracing for 100 and I want to say 81. It's in the newsletter. We are bracing for that many earnings reports this week. That's like, 40, 50 a day all week. And so you're going to hear a lot about the E, the big E, not Elvin Hayes, of the San Diego Rockets. I used to go watch the San Diego Rockets.
Did you really?
Oh, I grew up right by the sports arena.
That's right.
Saw Muhammad Ali get his jaw broken by Kenny Norton.
I think we determined that when we were kids, we were at the same... we were at a lot of the same events, including the Harlem Globetrotters there at the sports arena.
My dad always took me to see them.
My dad took me to see them.
We Metal were at the Lark same Lemon place. Over
That's
his right shoulder from half court. Bam.
That's right.
And I think you're the one that hit me in the back of a head with a big sardine when we were on a hot albacore bite.
That's
you
right.
were decking.
That's right.
And I had scales all over me.
Yeah. I was aiming.
Well, it's Monday. It's October the 23rd. Let's go with the biggest stories and work our way through them because there's a lot of them. The GOP tax reform package is seen crossing the finish line. Now, this is according to Height Securities. They call the GOP's tax reform package a doable piece of legislation. Here's their breakdown. We continue to place 75% odds on Congress passing a tax reform measure by no later than the end of Q1 2018. Okay, that would be March 31st of next year. That cuts the corporate tax rate to at least 25%. Now, why is this important? Why is this stock market news? Well, I wrote an entire letter, an entire article about this. I remember spending just a nightmarish weekend. and writing and doing the math and the calculations on what, you know, this is pretty complicated. This is not an easy math question. This is like the bonus question on the test, right, at school. What would a tax cut to 25%, that's the number I use, do to the earnings of the S&P 500?
Holy moly.
And, you know, I've scaled back. We get the newsletter down on Friday now. And I don't always get it sent out on Friday because, you know, that other things sometimes come in the way. But from now on, it's going to go out on Friday. But it was done on Friday. But I remember spending a hellish weekend, and I said, never again. I didn't finish till Sunday afternoon. In fact, I think I missed church over it because I wanted to finish that math equation. And I came away with what a cut from 35% corporate tax to 25% corporate tax would do to earnings for the S&P 500. And guess what? That same week, Goldman Sachs came out with their numbers. I didn't even know they were working on the same math equation. And the PhDs and the master degree guys from the Wharton Business School and Yale and Harvard and the like, they came up with the same numbers I came up with. That's pretty good. You know, it's math. Math is math. And I came away that, you know, it would raise the S&P 500 target price by 200 points.
Wow.
So that's why we watch. And furthermore, down the road in the years to come, it'll have a massive impact on where the S&P is headed over the next 5 years.
Oh, sure will.
That is why we watch this so closely. You know, I really could care less about my tax rate, and I don't think the middle class is going to get much of one, but I think that we will all benefit from a corporate. If you work for a big corporation, you will benefit. If you're a retired teacher with money in the pension fund, you will benefit. If you're got a 401k at work, you will benefit. If you live off of your income, you will benefit. If you're an investor at all, you will benefit.
Now, let me interrupt you right there for a minute, because typically, from just a casual observer, somebody would walk into your office or into our office and see you watching all of the business and news channels all day long. You're a news junkie. Or watch Steven. Steven's a news junkie, or I'm a news junkie, and we've always got the various news channels on constantly, all day long. And a casual observer would say, oh, you know, these guys are just into politics, or they're just into the news. But it really affects the backstory on the stock market. Knowing what's going on geopolitically really affects it. And I'm impressed with your ability to stay on top of the news that affects the stock market.
Well, and I stay on top of it when I go home.
That's right, you do.
I have alerts that go off on my phone at 3 a.m. Yeah. One woke me up last night about the Saudi Aramco IPO,
You text me about it at 3 a.m. Hey, did you hear about Saudi Arabia?
And you know, this would be just as big of news if there was somebody in office that was going to hike the corporate tax rate.
Sure.
Okay, so it doesn't matter what your politics are. What matters is whatever happens here is going to affect anybody.
And you stay on top of it. That's impressive.
Now, the challenge will be over the next 2 weeks with staying on top of the news is we've got a World Series.
Oh, yeah. Starting tonight. No. Starting tomorrow night. Tomorrow night? I think it starts tomorrow night.
Ask the millennial.
That's right. I think it starts tomorrow night.
Okay.
Yes, tomorrow night at 5, Dodger Stadium. First pitch, it's supposed to be 100 degrees.
Well, my dear wife and I, we were friends with Dave Roberts. Well, not friends. Yeah. I mean, we weren't going out to dinner. But we had season tickets in row 6 behind first base, where Dave Roberts manned. He was our first base coach.
And in between the innings, he'd walk over and chat with folks.
Absolutely.
Sure.
And we would, every game, hey, Dave. Actually, the guy next to us, Dave. And he would turn around and say hi to us. He's one of the most kindest people.
Didn't even get an interview.
Well, you know what? I think at that time, the Padres knew that they needed kind of a taskmaster. We have a tendency to be pretty laid back here in San Diego.
Yeah.
Correct? Mm-hmm. Okay, this isn't Boston where the fans are yelling, hey, you
rabid.
Know, mother wears army boots. Well, we're pretty laid back and we're casual and we're eating Phil's barbecue mm-hmm. and Seaside tri-tip sandwiches. And, oh, yeah, there's a game going on.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they looked at Dave Roberts as being too nice of a guy, but I think his personality was perfect for... You know, a very contentious.
Sure.
With a lot. Yeah.
Calmed them down.
What do you call a, not a disruptive, what do you call a family that's got problems?
Dysfunctional.
The Dodgers were a dysfunctional family.
That's right.
Led by Yasiel Puig in right field. And I think Dave Roberts was just the right medicine. Well, what's the right medicine for your portfolio? We come back, man, I've got earnings, I've got stocks, I've got news on electric cars, and even Japan's Abe. Minister Shinzo Abe is in my diatribe next. So stay tuned. This is Bill Gunderson and Rob Sanford. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. It's Bill Gunderson Radio. You're listening coast to coast on the Salem Broadcasting Network. And Bill, before we get started here in the second quarter, I got to say hi to my friends up in Seattle, Dustin and Mooey Lou.
They're getting all kinds. I put them in my newsletter.
I saw a picture of their delicious
and salt and pepper.
I'll tell you, they just about saved our lives. Thursday night, we were starving. We were starving, and we had that beautiful Chinese food that they brought from their restaurant in Tacoma. Now, I'm saying hi to their kids this morning because I hear that their kids are in the car and going to school. Now, you guys do well at school. I hear one or two of you want to go to Stanford. So, Caitlin, Julianne, and Austin. And remember that. Yeah. Caitlin, Julianne, and Austin Mooey up there in Tacoma. You guys work hard because your parents want you to get into Stanford.
And I think next time we're in Tacoma and do a workshop, maybe they can we'll pay them to cater the seminar. That was some good food.
Dustin and Mooey were just the nicest people. It was very, very nice meeting you guys.
And everybody else.
Oh, the whole crew up there in Tacoma.
Keemer brought me some smoked salmon.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. And how about the honey and the squash that we got?
Yeah, from our client at
he's got a hobby farm.
Yeah, exactly. He brought a little pumpkin, a harvest corn, organic honey.
It was awesome.
It was just awesome.
It was great. Well, what a great time. And how about that Sea Star restaurant in Bellevue?
Absolutely.
That steelhead that I had.
Chili lime sauce.
Oh, my God. Oh, if it weren't for the rain and the cold, we'd still be there.
You know how I kept telling you to turn around and look at the Cub-Dodger game? I said, look, Rob, you're missing it. You'd turn around, and then you'd come back, and your steelhead had a big chunk taken out of it.
That's right. The evidence was on the fork.
Well, you know. Okay, you know what? We got to go to mundane work, back to mundane tax reform here. Just for a minute. I got one more item on this.
All right.
Some genius on the Congressional Tax Writing Committee on Friday floated the idea of capping 401k and IRA contributions at an absurdly low level as a way to help pay for the tax cuts. Okay, so that means, you know, look, I think
absurdly low.
Yeah, I don't know what the number was.
Okay.
Right now it's 6,500 or something like that in the IRA, depending on your situation, and the 401k much higher than that. And of course you're self-employed, even higher than that. But President Trump got on Twitter. Imagine that. He sent out a tweet.
Oh, my God.
And he said, the president this morning puts the idea to rest. No change to your 401k. This has always been a great and popular middle-class tax rate that works, and it stays. What's that? Explanation point. Nothing about Nancy Pelosi, just the tax cuts. All right. We can only hope. This isn't a, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan moment, is what they say, you know, that Trump's bluffing. But I don't think Trump bluffs. I think when he says no change to the 401k. All right, well, was it Thursday in Seattle when Catalonia exploded?
That's right. We did talk about that.
Talked to a guy yesterday at church who spent 2 years in Catalonia.
Oh, you're kidding.
Isn't that interesting?
Was he a missionary there?
I guess so.
All right.
And 500,000 people flooded the Barcelona streets on Saturday in a huge protest over the future of Catalonia.
In Catalonia.
And, of course, you know, not too long ago, just north of Catalonia, the Basque people tried to break away.
That's largemouth Basque?
Basque.
Oh,
okay. Smallmouth Basque.
Smallmouth Basque, okay.
Basque food is one of my favorites.
All right.
Oh, man, I'll take you to a... We don't have any Basque. We used to drive out to Boulevard. to go to my father
Boulevard.
My father,
the hills.
Oh, my father knew every good restaurant.
That's where you get it.
We had our company party, about 40 people, rent a bus, and Marv entertained the whole way out to the restaurant.
Of course he did.
And we had a
drive
a
to Boulevard
course Basque dinner at Chateau Basque.
All right. Now, for those of you that don't, that's like driving to the
Timbuktu,
the world headquarters of the Beverly Hillbillies. Yeah. I mean, it's way out in the middle of the hills.
He was a creative thinker. He was a creative genius. Maybe I got just a little bit of that.
There's about two buildings in Boulevard.
Wait till you see where our Christmas party is this year. Maybe on a Disney ship. I don't know. We'll find out. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy announced earlier that he would invoke special constitutional powers to fire the regional government. But here's the deal. The bottom line is, why is this impacting the stock market? Catalonia?
Yeah, that's nuts.
Because the crisis has rattled the nation's economy, Spain's economy, and the euro. That's why. Well, now we got to go to Czechoslovakia. Look, this is all important stuff that impacts your Roth IRA. They had an election yesterday in Czechoslovakia. And guess what? They voted in billionaire populist. What's this sound like? Billionaire populist Andrej Babiš, dubbed the Czech Trump.
So he must be buddies with the Donald.
Well, not buddies, but he's got the same profile.
Right. Okay.
He clinched a victory in the national elections on Saturday. You know, they had an Euro skeptics and an anti-Islam group backed by France's National Front also made strong gains. But Czechoslovakia elects a Czech Trump.
A business-friendly guy drive that economy.
Yeah, Argentina did the same thing. So,
well, and look what it's done for our economy. I mean, you can't deny it. Like it or hate the guy, this economy has had a Trump effect.
Well, I'm looking for Czechoslovakian stocks to add to the app today.
Of course you are.
Because do you know what Argentina did after the election there of, I can't think of his name right now. He's an Italian. The Argentinian stock market exploded.
Sure.
Where else will you hear about Czechoslovakian stocks tomorrow? Huh?
The BSN network.
Yeah, you got it. I'm on it. Just like I was on those lithium stocks in a motel room in Yuma, Arizona, covered with dove feathers. I'm on it. Tomorrow, the leading Czechoslovakian stocks, because they have a new leader, and there might be opportunity. All right. One more political thing, big win for Japan's Abe, and this is also very important. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe headed for a landslide win. He'll become Japan's longest-serving leader. But here's what the key line that I took away from this. His supermajority will embolden him to push for the first changes to the nation's constitution, like maintaining armed forces. Mm. They've got a crazy man just across the water from
them. Yes, they do.
Right?
Within short range.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Japan dearmed. They haven't had a military since 1947. And I think you got to look at the defense stocks. And you have to look at the Japanese stocks. We have many Japanese stocks within the app. There's many more to still be added. And let's not forget, as we look around the world, who has the most super easy monetary policy in the world? Japan.
I didn't know that.
Absolutely. Negative interest rates there for a while. Now they're at zero. So we'll talk about Japanese stocks this week. We'll talk about Czechoslovakian stocks. We'll talk about Bitcoin. Big news on electric cars. Imagine that. We'll be right back.
Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Hey, And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. It's going to be 100 today?
They said 92 in Point Loma.
What?
Yeah, they're closing the schools.
Oh, those poor children.
Well, there's no air conditioning in Coronado.
Oh, those poor children.
There's no air conditioning in Point Loma. They're going to close the school so they don't sweat.
Tell that to my ancestors that trudged through the snow to a little campfire inside of a log cabin building in the middle of Utah.
102.
In the middle of nowhere.
Uh-huh. 102 in Poway. 102 in Poway.
Let's just close down San Diego. Send the police home, the bankers, the stockbrokers. Send them all home.
We are weather wimps.
Here. We are wimps.
We really are.
I wonder what it's like in Seattle. While I'm talking about Bitcoin for the next 30 seconds, would you look up the weather in Seattle today?
I will. It'll probably be 68 and rainy.
This is for Rob. This is for Jamie Dimon. New record high Bitcoin.
Now, will you quit doggone saying I own Bitcoin? Come on.
Do you still own it?
Well, I've got a little tiny sliver of stuff that I couldn't get rid of.
Well, what's wrong with that? It's all hitting 6,147.
I had somebody email me, anybody stupid enough to own Bitcoin shouldn't be on the radio.
Well, you know what? Bitcoin's up 500% this year. Maybe you should take over.
So take that.
Yeah, Jamie Dimon. Well, Bitcoin, they're attributing the latest rise to another upcoming split, which will lead to a creation of a new cryptocurrency. Are you ready for this?
Called I'm ready.
Bitcoin Gold. Want some for your safe?
Wow.
At home? There are also rumors that China could reverse its ban on cryptocurrency exchanges. I do not have any exposure to Bitcoin. Seattle is 51 degrees, mostly cloudy.
Right.
I left my jacket in Seattle.
And there's the rain cloud down in the Wednesday.
Right? And it's going to rain at 9 a.m. All right. That's right. Look, Seattle's a beautiful city.
Yes.
Okay, now, next story. Now we get to the electric cars, all right? Guess who is throwing rocks, stones, and everything they can throw at Tesla?
Elon certainly Musk. Not Steven.
Nope. He's an Elon Musk believer. Nope. Volkswagen.
Really?
Listen to this.
All right.
These are fighting words, you know? Volkswagen CEO, and of course they're the ones with the big diesel emission scandal.
That's right. Hopefully behind them.
Hopefully. Well, doesn't your exhaust pipe, isn't that behind
yes,
you?
Yes, okay.
In every way, right?
Yes, it
even
is.
A human being. Well, anyways, Volkswagen CEO Matthias Müller, he's got an umlaut on top of the U. I took 2 years of German in high school, made some eye-opening comments about Tesla during a panel discussion in Germany last night. Here's what he said. He said that Tesla is the world champion of big announcements.
Ah.
Okay, and I've always said that.
Ah, yeah, that's right. You've always said that he's kind of the Barnum and Bailey of electric cars.
Absolutely. In a way, a synonym for that would be huckster.
There you go.
He's definitely a huckster.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his medicine wagon, and he's got his formula.
His snake oil,
and he's selling it to the folks, and it's a good car and all. But the stock, a lot of big announcements. And Mueller went on to say, Mueller. Got to do the umlaut right. Destroys hundreds of millions of dollars. Destroys hundreds of millions. That's investor money. And fires people willy-nilly.
He's kind of a volatile guy.
Yeah. Well, you know, most creative geniuses tend to be a little bit volatile.
Right.
They're eccentric. They're passionate.
ADD.
Their mind wanders a little bit.
Right.
But you know
right.
what? They get things done.
They do.
All right. Well, Tesla's down 1.5%. Stinging forecast from J.P. Morgan. We know that J.P. Morgan doesn't like Bitcoin. We know that J.P. Morgan thinks that Bitcoin's a fraud.
Sure.
Well, they don't like Tesla either. The bearish-leaning firm has a $195 target price on Tesla.
Now, we had some...
Tesla's over 300, by
the way. We had folks in our seminar in Bellevue that had a brand new Tesla.
They love it.
They love it.
Set them back 100 grand.
But they love it.
Sure. I got a brand new car.
Oh, I knew it was coming.
I knew it was coming.
Now, I will tell you this. All right. My boys were devastated when they heard the news that the Baja Billmobile was traded in on Saturday.
Yeah.
And boy, when they see the new ride, their heart will be unbroken.
It's not over the top.
No, it's not, but it's gorgeous.
But it's gorgeous.
It's really nice.
It's the leather, and it smells good.
Doesn't have any roof.
Doesn't smell like a dead squid.
No Doritos in it yet. No dove feathers. How long?
Old Cheeto. I found that Cheetos can last about 2 months.
Yeah. How long until there's dried out French fries on the floorboard of this one?
Never.
Oh, you know, somebody needs to archive this radio show.
Yeah, never. All right. Now, here's the biggest news on the electric car. This is the one I teased you with.
I'm so glad you didn't get an electric car.
No. I got a. It's four-wheel drive.
It's a man's.
Four-wheel drive.
It's a luxury man's vehicle.
All right. Rob is not a. I was not a believer in the electric car revolution. I threw rocks at it, just like Volkswagen's Mueller is throwing rocks at Musk, Elon. That is. I became a believer. I became a convert. You know why? Because I watched the stock market every day.
There you go.
And I watch individual stocks. I learn more about the world and trends by watching individual stocks than anything else. Because, you know, these are like weather stations all over the world. And I can watch the temperature and what's going on there.
Little indicators.
And not only have I seen the red hot stocks in this electric car industry, everything from lithium to Peugeot, but I've also seen people starting to come around, including one of the biggest doubters of all time in this whole movement, me. But get this morning I'm watching Fox Business News. Stuart Varney.
Oh, you teased me on this. All right, what's the deal?
He's there with Elizabeth McDonald, and they're talking about GM, I want to say. And Stuart Varney says, you know what, Elizabeth, there was a editorial or a review. Ford has a new electric car. I'm trying to think what car it is. And the guy who wrote it raved about it. I guess it's super quiet. It's different. I know, look, I love to turn on diesel engines and hear them. Of course, if they're on my boat, they go. No sound. Just the click.
Just the click. Dead battery.
Click. By the way, we need to go down and get that thing.
Yes, we do.
I've got everybody lined up, and you and I got to disarm it so it can be trucked on the Mexican highway back to where it belongs, where we can sink it off of Oceanside.
So I hope not.
But we got that to keep that in the back
That's
of your mind.
That's a big job.
Keep that in the back of your mind. They're ready to go. The team in Mexico is ready to go. Stuart Varney is now a total believer in the electric car movement. So is Elizabeth McDonald, another very conservative political analyst. And other people. Hey, the millennials here.
Look, it walked in the door.
Look, it walked in the door. Yeah, we're on the air right now. That's okay. You want to join us?
Come on in. He walks in, sticks his head in.
Does Steven know we do a radio show?
We've done this show for years. Say good morning, Steve.
Well, you guys are talking about boating. I had no idea it was still on air.
Either did the folks at home. They thought we were in between.
Sticks his head in here. Are you guys on the radio? Good morning, Steven.
Not only did they talk about the electric car... Steven's got a lot of tasks to do today. Oh, his step.
Now, see, he walks out and closes the door.
Millennial. He's answering the phones. He's running around here like a chicken with his
head. Are you guys on the radio?
Yeah. You know. Okay, anyways, they're both believers. Not only are they believers in the electric car, they are believers in the autonomous car. A special lane for Uber electric autonomous vehicles, less deaths on the highway, less accidents, cheaper insurance rates, being able to get work done. There's the attraction to me. Getting, you know, when you're driving a car, you're captive.
That's right.
You know me. I like to work wherever
yes,
I am.
You do.
That's why my last car had a desk in the back, right? It had a desk and the internet and a fan. At least I have one fan.
One fan. It's electric, but it's a fan.
And I worked while we drove to Phoenix, and I worked yes. while we drove to Santa Anita. I worked. I'm crazy.
Yes,
I know.
Yes, you are.
But I'm a crazy in a good way.
That's right.
All right. Now, they are believers. I've become a believer. Will there come a day when we convert, Rob? I don't know. But the Ford F-150 will have an electric version soon. And when we come back, more news. Look at what's going on in the lithium industry today. Lithium. Did you take your lithium today, Rob?
No.
Okay, I thought so. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the fourth quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's the final 15 minutes with Bill Gunderson, the professional money manager that hails from the beautiful Southern California zone in the opposite corner of Wall Street. Although word has it that he might be out at in the Wall Street area sometime in November. Is that right? December? When is it?
November 20th. I've been invited along with several other people to ring the opening bell on the NASDAQ.
Which that's kind of
right
cool.
There in Times Square.
That would be a neat thing. You know, I told Whitney about that last night. She goes, "That's so cool." She was
A once in a lifetime.
You know, she said the exact same thing. She said, "That's a once in a lifetime thing. That's so cool." And then Sam, of course, says, "I want to go."
Well, maybe Sam and I will go.
Yes,
so far, I've got nobody to go with.
He would love that.
So, okay. Sam, I'll take you. I'm serious.
Oh, my goodness.
Unless someone else volunteers.
Sam is all enamored with this business. For being in high school and the radio and the stock market, he asks about it every day.
All right.
You might have a protege there.
It's better than throwing sardines in the back of someone's head on a fishing boat 60 miles off San Diego.
That's funny.
Well, now we need to talk about Sociedad.
What did you Quimica. Say?
Wait a minute. I'm not done. No. Sociedad Quimica y Minera de Chile. We have a client down in Chile right now for 3 years.
That almost sounded like you were conducting mass there for a minute.
Okay, let's put it in Rob's language.
Yeah.
SQM.
Okay, great.
Hello, SQM.
Yeah.
That's not your phone number, Rob. All SQM right. 700. Remember Mike Tyson? Remember the jokes? His phone number was Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum.
I'm going to blow.
Oh, he was a character, wasn't he? Well, anyways, SQM is among bidders. China's Sinochem, I think that's in the app, is among bidders for a $4 billion stake in SQM. Why do you think that China wants to invest $4 billion in a miner in Chile?
Well, there's got to be a reason behind it.
You think they want to put up a hotel?
No.
Housing development?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
They want their lithium.
Isn't that something?
China is brilliant. You know, they're buying half of Australia. Why do you think they're buying Australia? They have the minerals. They have the natural resources that China doesn't have. Mm. China is very much lacking in natural. That's why they buy coal from North Korea. Of course, North Korea's got plenty of people working in the coal mines.
Sure they do.
Anybody that ever even winked something wrong against Kim Jong-un.
Off to the coal mines.
Is in the 0-degree weather coal mines eating dog food, if they're lucky.
Ugh.
And mining coal so China can have coal. But China doesn't see their future in coal. China sees their future in lithium. And China needs lithium. There's a few lithium mines in China, but they have 2 or 3%. SQM is one of the world's largest producers of lithium. Now, Potash, which is a Canadian fertilizer company, it stinks like you know what, it has recently sold their stake in SQM. They don't want to be in the lithium business, and I don't understand why. And China's Sinochem, publicly traded company, is looking to purchase that stake for up to $4 billion.
How do you know all this stuff?
Well, you know what? I read.
Doggone it. You're, all this China.
You ever hear of the
stuff?
News? The news every morning?
Yeah, but you find I've news that since, nobody knows about.
I've been up since 5 a.m.
He told me in the break he's going off to look at Czechoslovakian stocks today.
I can't wait. That? There's got to be one or two really good ones.
Obsessively crazy about weird stocks. Well, how do you find them?
Well, you know what? You've got to turn over every rock to
yes,
find
you
those
do.
Nuggets. The more rocks you turn over, the more nuggets you're going to find.
You're a rock turner, man.
That's just math. That's wow. just math. That's a true principle. Now, there's other firms trying to get this stake, including Ningbo Shanshan, Tianqi Lithium, China's largest lithium producer. Remember that name?
Yeah, okay.
Tianqi Lithium, China's largest. It's in the app. Potash is selling its stake in SQM to meet regulatory. Oh, see, they're forced to sell their stake because Potash is merging with Agrium, another fertilizer company. Let's not forget that Potash is needed to grow the nation's crops.
Sure.
These guys play a pretty important role, and Saskatchewan has large deposits of potash. That's very important to remember. You can't eat lithium, but you need potash to grow wheat and soybeans and cotton and other things that give us our nutrition. More big news on lithium. And that, you know what lithium is used for? That's the electric battery. I asked our friend that owns the Tesla in Seattle how many batteries. He says, oh, hundreds.
Yeah, he's a whole bunch of zillions of little ones.
Mm-hmm. And they're all filled with lithium. Now, multiply that by how many electric cars will be on this earth 10 years from now.
Wow.
And as of now, there's really not even the solid-state battery uses lithium. So lithium's in play. You can look at the lit index. We're running out of time. I got one more here. Couple earnings coming down. NVIDIA gets another price target upgrade. T-Mobile beats by 17 cents. We were right across the street from the T-Mobile campus in
what a
Seattle
complex.
In Bellevue. GE moves lower on four more downgrades. I downgraded it 5 years ago. Seagate Technology beats by 11 cents. Hasbro beats by 11 cents. And Kimberly-Clark, the maker of Kleenex, things like that, beats by 6 cents. The earnings parade will have over 100 S&P 500 companies reporting this week. Stay tuned because a lot of best stocks now are in the mix.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're looking for best stocks now, I'd be looking for Bill Gunderson. The guy finds stuff that nobody's even heard of, turning over rocks, walking up and down the stream looking for gold nuggets. He's the guy. If you're not getting the newsletter, you need to make sure that you go to GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Click on the newsletter tab and come out to see us. If you're in the San Diego area, let us know that you're here. Come by. We'll buy you a cheeseburger or a fish taco. And before you know it, you'll get to know Bill on a more personal level. He's the guy that you want to talk to if you're interested in having him manage your money. In the meantime, give us a call at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-2378, or go to GundersonCapital.com. You've been listening to Bill Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.